It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Businesses in Wisconsin and around the country can now apply for refunds for the money they paid in Trump administration tariffs that were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in February.
Following the ruling, a U.S. trade court judge ordered the government to refund importers who paid a total of $166 billion in tariffs under the program that was struck down.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is launching the system to allow importers to apply for single repayments instead of applying on a purchase-by-purchase basis.
That system launched this morning, and we're checking in on how that process works and what impacts it could have in the state.
Sean Fedeplace is National Campaigns Director for the Main Street Alliance, a nonprofit organization that advocates for small businesses. He's based in Wisconsin. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Your organization, Sean, had been advocating against that round of tariffs from the Trump administration. How significant was it for small businesses to have those struck down and now potentially to get refunds?
Yeah, so the IEEPA tariffs, the legal tariffs that were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, added up to about $170 billion. That is real money in the pockets of small business owners around the country. And we're very happy that ruling happened, but now comes the hard part, which is getting folks their money back. It would have been much easier had we not been in this place in the first place. And I'm actually hearing, so this portal that has launched this morning to get those refunds is currently crashing, which is not terribly surprising, but is very concerning because a lot of these business owners have cut staff, they've cut wages, they've had to really decrease their growth plans because of these efforts, and they need to get that money back, and they need to get it back now.
For a larger business that maybe had a bigger chunk of that $170-ish billion, it might be a no-brainer to apply. Are there small businesses with maybe less on the line who might be worried, hey, is this going to be worth the effort and hassle? What are you telling people who might be in that position?
What I would say is absolutely apply. If you go to our website, you'll find some information there about the process of registering and getting set up to be able to receive the refund. We have a lot of members in Wisconsin. We have about 3,500 members in the Badger State. I'll just use one example, Wonder State Coffee, which has cafes in both Madison and Bayfield and has the roastery in Viroqua. They have spent over $100,000 already on tariffs, and that's one coffee business that is about medium-sized in one state. And so it's absolutely true that on a net basis, a lot of those larger businesses had more, but they were also more able, they're more resilient to absorb those costs. They have a lot more on their balance sheet. They have a lot more in reserves there. And they also have much larger teams of lawyers, accountants, and lobbyists to help make sure that their portal registration gets done quickly. So we're here fighting on their behalf, working with them to make sure they get what they need from the administration.
I want to clear up eligibility, Sean. Now, if I'm a coffee grinder, say, and I directly imported that coffee, all right, I see those tariffs, I know I'm probably eligible. If I'm an assembly plant, I bought steel, say, from a company that imported that steel and paid the tariffs, I'm kind of feeling a secondary impact. Am I eligible to apply for tariff refunds, though?
It's a really good question. So the technical term is importer of record. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are able to receive the refund because they're the ones who directly paid it. However, there are many businesses that have, firms that they work with that, they purchase from business to business. And they may have been the ones, the place they purchased from that paid the tariffs. It's going to be up to them working with their suppliers to determine the best path forward. It is possible that some suppliers will receive the tariff and return some of that money to their clients, to their customer businesses. But it's not guaranteed and it's not required. And so it's going to be a very chaotic process because of that. And also, sometimes it's hard to tell because there's so many different tariffs on different products of being able to unwind where all them come from. So there's really three categories. There's the businesses that were importer of records. It'll be easier for them as far as figuring out what they're owed. Might not be easy to get the money. The second is folks who bought from those companies. And then frankly, there's also all the people who paid the higher costs from these tariffs. And there's a question of downstream effects as well. So, that's just to clarify who was impacted. And it is going to be a real mess cleaning this up.
And consumers, if I went to a store and bought something that had a tariff boost on it, I can't apply for this, right?
That's correct.
Now, this is one set of tariffs, the one high-profile one. After that was struck down, the Trump administration came back with a 10% global import surcharge in their place. Other tariffs remain in place. What do you have your eyes on there? Are there court challenges? Could we be seeing a new portal for those tariffs at some point in the future?
Yes. So some of those tariffs that were announced by the administration after the so-called Liberation Day, the IP tariffs, were struck down, they are on a time-limited basis because the authority, I believe it's 150 days, and your next guest can correct me if that's incorrect, but that's about what it is. And by then, Congress will have to reapprove it. They'll have to give approval to the administration to continue those tariffs. So there's going to be a sort of this rolling process where these new authorities are going to phase out. Congress will have to take action. I don't think Congress is going to want to take action because they're going to have to get reelected, and it's very unpopular. And so we're going to be going around on this merry-go-round of tariff authorities over the course of the next year while businesses continue. And I have to say, the thing we've heard from our members is that as bad as the tariffs themselves are, the uncertainty is even worse, and uncertainty doesn't seem to be going down right now.
Sean, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Sean Fetteplace, National Campaigns Director for the Main Street Alliance, with us today to share how small businesses can apply for tariff refunds from the Trump administration. For more on this and a look at Wisconsin's larger importers and what impact tariff refunds could have for them, we have Sandy Siegel, CEO of ME Day & Company, a customs broker based in Milwaukee. Sandy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You work with a lot of these importers of record. Sandy, how much eagerness are you seeing to get these tariff refunds from the firms you work with?
Eager is understated, yes. Very anxious and eager. We've been getting questions about this, you know, since the court ruling, really, back in February. And, you know, all our customers anxiously awaiting how they could get their money back.
People might not think of Wisconsin as a big importing state. How big an impact do these tariffs have? How much are people in line to maybe get into these refunds?
Oh, we have some customers who have literally paid millions of dollars in just the IEPA duties in the last year. So, and all the way, you know, all the way down to just thousands of dollars. But we will be very busy helping our customers obtain refunds. The portal opened this morning, and we're already busy trying to collect their money.
We heard from Sean that he's heard some reports that the portal has crashed with that eagerness to get on there. Have you heard that from any of your clients?
We haven't heard it from our clients. So we have the ability to file on behalf of our clients. So as Sean mentioned, either the importer who directly paid the duties or their customs broker can file. We're being asked by many of our clients to file. So particularly the smaller ones who are less familiar with the customs ACE portal. So that's a service we're providing. And we are for that very reason, because I anticipated that the system might crash. I mean, they have over 53 million entries that paid these duties. We're going to take it deliberate this week and do, you know, a small amount today, get an understanding of some of the processing nuances, and then ramp it up. But yeah, I would anticipate the customs system will have some challenges with just the sheer volume of refunds.
Now, one fine point, as I understand it, Sandy, is that if I'm that importer, I'm applying once for the cumulative tariffs under this IEPA, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act tariffs, as opposed to, I think what some people worried about was, I'm going to have to find every invoice with every tariff on every shipment. Is that a big deal that it didn't pan out that second way?
Well, it's so much easier, at least it appears to. Again, ask me in a day or two. But yes, in theory, really, the importer just has to provide a list of all the entries that had these IEPA duties, and Customs is going to validate that list of entries. They're going to recalculate each of the entries without, as if there was not IEPA duties due, and issue the refund. So it will go through a validation process. This is, by the way, phase one. So it's not fully comprehensive, all the duties paid. It's most of them, or it's not, it can't accommodate certain more complex entries, but it's certainly the majority of entries processed. And yes, you have the ability to do it all at once, or if for some reason, you know, the importer doesn't have all the information, they can file numerous refunds.
Who's affected by those more complex ones? What is going to make one of these more complex?
Certain nuances to the import process. If you have what's called an open protest with customs, if it's being reviewed by commerce, anti-dumping entries are that. Drawback entries if you filed for any kind of refund for other reasons other than IEPA. So yeah, again, certain things in that arena, foreign trade zone entries, certain things like that. But I'd say at least in our breadth of customers, you know, over 90% will be able to submit for refunds, you know, as early as today.
All right, these refunds are going on. Other tariffs now are in place, replacing these IEPA ones, or it's bouncing all over. Sean mentioned that uncertainty. With your clients, what is the certainty level when it comes to the tariff world right now?
I would agree that, you know, the uncertainty is the worst part of all of this in regards to planning and, you know, the ability to forecast and set pricing and so forth. The 122 duties that, you know, temporary, that is set to expire, and most people in the trade don't think that will get extended. You mentioned steel earlier. The steel duties in the same week that IEPA, you know, the porters will discuss the steel duties, I think it's 2 weeks ago now, were increased. So that has not gone away. That's under a different section 232. And those duties have increased for steel, copper, aluminum, and it, you know, the USMCA trade agreement is up for renewal and concerns there. So there is still a tremendous amount of uncertainty in the world of tariffs and trade.
Sandy, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sandy Siegel, CEO of the Milwaukee customs broker ME Day & Company. Also heard from Sean Fedeplace from Main Street Alliance about tariff refunds.